This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this edition of America Tonight. I am broadcasting from Sedona, Arizona. You want to talk about hot? We're not even going to go there, right? Sadly, because of the heat, we're seeing all the problems with the wildfires in California. Just the other day, the president declared a state of emergency to get some funding relief to the people in California with all the wildfires that are popping up, especially that car fire in the north. That's what they're calling it. So many firefighters pouring in from other regions to help combat what is these terrible fires because of the brush and the winds and the hot conditions. And this is ripe for problems in California. We see this every single year. Speaking of being hot and in the center of things, how about Rick Gates? He is the guy who will take center stage, so to speak, at Paul Manafort's trial. He's the former protege of Manafort, who served as a top Trump campaign aide and pleaded guilty to conspiracy. Now he's a witness for the prosecution. They're, of course, trying to convince a jury that Manafort repeatedly instructed Gates to lie and that many of those lies were crimes. So that continues to roll on. Where it ends up for Manafort, what they've already painted him is a guy who had a ton of money and spent a ton of money on everything from landscaping to extreme lifestyles of the rich and famous, let's put it that way. But that part's not a crime unless they tie it to stuff, or money rather, that he got illegally. And what are the crimes? And that's the on the prosecution to try and prove that. So Rick Gates' testimony is going to be really, really interesting. There's no doubt about that. Also, how about this? President Trump's acknowledgement of the meeting between Don Trump Jr. and a Kremlin-aligned lawyer contradicts, they say, a misleading statement he dictated for his son in 2017, but in a tweet, the president called the meeting totally legal and distanced himself, rather, by saying, "I do not know about it." You know, we keep going back to this whole Russian interference in the 2016 elections, and we are spending a ton of money, obviously, on this investigation. What will it ultimately yield? Now people are starting to write books about it, including Greg Miller, who's covered national security for the Los Angeles Times and for the Washington Post, and he's got a book out examining Russian interference in the 2016 election, or anyway, it's coming out, and it's called The Apprentice, Trump, Russia, and the Subversion of American Democracy. Wow. This is a guy who's won two Pulitzer Prizes, and he's been digging into the Kremlin's efforts to see what happened during the election. And my prediction is there will be an audience for the book. But is there an appetite for more of the same old in this investigation? I think the appetite is being killed. And unless Robert Mueller comes up with some sort of hardcore evidence that traces this in a different direction, for all the people in this audience, so many would say it's ridiculous, but there are a handful of you, and I always say, I don't care if you're right of right, left of left, or somewhere in between, please express your opinions. There are a few of you that write to me constantly and tell me you think that the president's going to be impeached, and I heard the same thing, by the way, when Obama was president for different reasons, and I do not see that in the cards at all. I would be stunned, absolutely stunned, if that happened. I just do not see it. All right, let's move in a different direction, and that includes on the lighter side. I'll bring this up. We need some light news, right? So Mickey Mantle baseball card. What if you had one? What if somehow you found that in the attic? You were cleaning things up, and it was your grandfather's or somebody else's? Yeah. Mickey Mantle's picture inside packs of Bowman bubblegum, a pristine copy of the 1955 card turned up in a pack that was unopened at a national sports collectors convention in Cleveland. So Chris Roth hit the jackpot, so to speak. He's the guy who scored the card. What was it worth? What did they get? A Maryland collector snagged it for $50,000. $50,000. So Roth, who lives in a Baltimore suburb, spent his life working with other printed goods in his family's bookbinding business, and he plunked down $500 for the chance to own one of the unseen cards inside. Now, offers of $50,000? Are you kidding me? That's like winning the lottery. $500 for $50,000 or more? But you got to think about it. This condition that, I mean, this is mint condition, and this is the old-timey baseball cards. It's really, really cool. It looks like it's on side, like he's in a shot of him taking a practice swing inside of an old TV. It's crazy. It's those old, early TV screens, and the mantle card, because, you know, they rated for the authenticity of it, got a 9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10. Wow. Boy, it's been a big year for that kind of stuff. So, you think of the mantles and the collection and all of that, and the fact that it was sealed is, I think, again, just an incredible, incredible story. All right, so let's zig and zag in a different direction. Let's go to what I would call the sports section of life. And in the sports section, of course, if you're a football fan, it's all about college football starting up in another 20-some days. And September 1st is actually the official start, I'll call it, of college football. And there's a big sad story hanging over college football, and it has to do with the coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes and what happened with Urban Meyer and the fact that he now is, the fact that he now is on administrative leave. There's been some Buckeye fans that have been trying to get the word out and save his job because they're worried that he'll end up fired after this is all said and done. And they have over 25,000 signatures on a petition to keep him. But there's an investigation of Meyer because of the way he handled a domestic violence complaint. You know, we live in the Me Too era, and you can't, especially in schools, cover things up and whatnot. I'm not suggesting he did that, but that's what this stems from. And it all happened against a former assistant of his. They're saying it's going to take probably 2 weeks to do this full investigation. And what happened was there was an assistant coach, Zach Smith, who was fired in July. And something bubbled up in 2015, the allegation of the domestic violence against Zach Smith, and Courtney Smith, his ex-wife, brought it up and texted pictures of herself, of bruises, that kind of stuff, to Urban Meyer's wife, supposedly, and others. So when Urban Meyer was asked whether he knew about that in 2015, during a Big Ten media days, he denied knowing about it in his own way of answering the question. Then he admitted he didn't handle the situation correctly during Big Ten Media Day, saying his job is to be clear, compassionate, and most of all, completely accurate. And that's where it all started. He said he failed on many of the fronts to really be informative and not inaccurate. All right, hang with us. On the flip side, a woman who won $200,000 plus on the slot.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm back with another edition of one of my favorites, We Can Count. I honest to goodness think that you would have to wake me up from falling on the floor in shock. Ever play the slots? Ever do that? Play the slots and say, why am I playing the slots? Because there's no way I can win on this. A New Jersey woman did. She won $288,000 almost playing online slots during a conference call for work. Ooh, she was really paying attention. So the woman from South Jersey won it on a $2 bet. She was playing the Divine Fortune game at Sugar House Online Casino. The payout was the largest online slots jackpot offered in the state. It was the largest win in New Jersey, and the list goes on and on since Philly's Sugar House Casino entered into that whole online gambling market a couple of years ago. And it's interesting because the online casino operator said, you know what, hitting this record-breaking jackpot is great for us and the entire online gaming industry. It proves people can win life-changing amounts online at any time, any place. And I think he's right about that, because it's not going to happen very often, but the fact that somebody won it makes other people think, you know, I could win it. Right? I could win it. And there have been people who have won, but, you know, they have these progressive mega jackpots and all that kind of stuff. But, of course, it's not easy, right? So I love the fact that we're talking about $2. $2, boom, $288. I mean, that would just be, again, we talk about We Can Count. Those are some big numbers. Those are some great numbers, aren't they? I think it's amazing. All right, so let's talk about something else. How about this? I love the fact, and I mentioned this on our last show, that Nutella is looking for 60 taste testers. No experience necessary is what they're saying. There is a catch. You have to be willing to relocate to the company's headquarters in Alba, Italy. Ferraro, easy for me to say, is the name of the company. People love this Nutella stuff. They can't keep it on the shelves in Europe, and they used to sell it in Costco, and I think they still do, but they have their own brand, and they couldn't keep it in stock. It was so crazy how many people would go nutty for this. So your number is 60. If you're one of the people lucky enough to be selected, you do a 3-month training course, and that would start in September, so you could sharpen your sense of taste and smell. Then you get the terminology down, and then boom. Then what they're going to do is select 40 recruits for 2 tasting panels. Then the finalists will be offered part-time positions that it must not pay a lot because they can do the Nutella thing. And then they can also do their other job. So, I mean, are you kidding? That would be, if you live near there, it would be a cool job. Or just for the heck of it, if there was a reason you could figure out a way, use your miles and go over there and try it if you had the time to do it. I think it would be, super, super interesting. This is super, super interesting to me, but of course, travel is always interesting to me. And because I just went through a couple of things, if you are traveling, because I was speaking and I just went through Orlando, oh my gosh, give yourself a ton of time to get through the TSA nonsense in Orlando. It was ridiculous. When I went through there, I met a woman and her daughter and grandson where they had a flight that was leaving at 6:30 in the morning, and they got at the airport at 4:15, and they didn't get through TSA. And it took me an hour to get through TSA, and maybe I was lucky to be able to do that because it was so insane with the amount of people. I felt like I needed a fast pass. Yeah, really. So that's just my heads up to you. Give yourself extra time anyway, because we're in the throes of August. And so for some of the kids that don't go back to school till September, I think there's last minute vacations. All right, speaking of vacations, how about this? Disney, speaking of numbers, they're auctioning items off, 750 pieces from this, they're auctioning off on August 25th and 26th, and here's what they're auctioning off. So they're auctioning for $100,000 Dumbo the Flying Elephant attraction. They're offering it. How about Peter Pan's flight original attraction vehicle? How cool is that? It's the ship that flew over London and Neverland for about 50 years. Then they've got a Haunted Mansion Doom Buggy vehicle. It's what they used in the 70s and 80s inside the Haunted Mansion in Walt Disney World. Then they have this Neon D from the Disneyland Hotel. That's like $20,000. It's listed as $20,000, by the way. The Haunted Mansion Doom Buggy vehicle, that's $40,000. So you're going to have some serious cash for this. Here's the thing. What would you do with that? I don't know. What would you do with this if you had it? All right, here's some things that maybe you could afford. Do you have an extra, I don't know, $50? They have Disneyland bubble bath. It's in the original box with 9 theme packets. They have unopened Disneyland bubble gum pack. That's $60. There's some other crazy things. Like they have a horse's head from King Arthur's carousel. This is making me think of crazy things. What would you possibly do with that? I think if you were like an artist and somebody wanted it to, if there was a reason, something you could do with it, it would be kind of, I don't know, it'd be kind of interesting. I like this one. For $200, there's a 1964 telephone directory for Disneyland and Walt Disney Productions. Walt Disney is listed, right? So I don't know, that could be kind of neat. Or they have the silver Disneyland trash can. That's $200. Very rare. I like the horse's head, I think, of all those things. And that's probably going to go for, I don't know, maybe they're saying $300 for the horse's head. And it really is just the head. You don't get anything else with it. And Dumbo would be the best thing, but $100,000. And what are you going to, like, if you're a Disney freak and you had a ton of money, I guess that's what you would do. But otherwise, I don't know, you have to have some, if you want a piece of this, you have to, this music agent was a big Disney fan, and he had 750 pieces, which is why these pieces are available, because he's decided to auction them off at the Van Eaton Galleries. So online bidding has started, but sales aren't final until a live auction is conducted. And I said that already, it was August 25th and 26th, but you have to register in advance. Mm-hmm. Anybody tempted? Anybody listening to this show? If you are and you do buy some crazy item from Disney, I want to see you next to that in a picture with it. Wow. I mean, just really crazy. All right, speaking of crazy, everywhere I go, Starbucks, Starbucks, Starbucks. I guess it's not crazy. It's successful. What's wild about Starbucks is they make you think about Starbucks because they have one on every corner. So you go to one side of the street, and then on the other side, you're looking across at another Starbucks, and you're like, what in the world? And that's the genius of this, that I guess there's no place to go but Starbucks. I was in a hotel room, and I personally do not, I know this is like, this is sacrilegious in a sense for coffee people. I don't like Starbucks coffee because it's too strong for me, so I always tell them to leave a ton of room for cream. I just don't like the strength of it. It's too strong, frankly. I always ask, what is your weakest, the weakest that you have? I like coffee and the taste of coffee, but not that it knocks me over. But hey, what do I know? A lot of people are drinking Starbucks. So now they're saying they're trying to have another brand. They're using this upscale bakery, and they're going to start offering some of this really cool bakery food. I wonder if that'll take off. And as we continue here on America Tonight, some of the other things to talk about include the fact that, you know, as I said, this is a We Can Count segment. I think one of the saddest things that I've seen is what happens when you see the reaction to an earthquake and you think initially, wow, that quake looked really bad, but I think people are going to survive. Over this magnitude, 6.9 or 7.0, they're arguing about how big the earthquake was. The death toll rose to 91 and still climbing after this earthquake rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok, I think that's how you say it, near Bali on Sunday. Even in Bali, they were saying that there was, they could feel the earth shaking, and tourists were running into the streets. There was a brief tsunami warning because people have that image in their head of what happened in 2004. But, you know, there were hospital patients that were still in their beds that were rolled out onto the street. I mean, people were really panicked. And, of course, an earthquake, there's no warning. Boom, it happens. And you feel that shaking, and you got to remember, you know, Indonesia, I said this the other day, but it's made up of thousands of islands, and it has a population of 260 million people. People forget that. And it's, the thing is, it's part of the Ring of Fire. That's that area in the Pacific known for volcanic activity and earthquakes. All right, coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Tiffany Hollier and my buddy Greg Stebbin. She talks about social media. She's really clever and a climber and really good, meaning you'll see her in other places, and also Bitcoin, the relevancy of Bitcoin with Tom Merritt. So stay with us here on America Tonight.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Two men are due in court Tuesday to face 11 counts of child abuse after a Friday morning raid in New Mexico. Monique Jacobson with the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department tells KRQE the children ages 1 through 11 were starving and dressed in filthy rags.
I think any time we have a situation where children's most basic needs aren't being met, it's heartbreaking, it's frustrating.
One child is still missing. At least 40 people were shot in Chicago over the weekend during the 7 hours from midnight Saturday to early Sunday morning with 4 fatalities. Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says he's tired of it.
46 people were arrested for gun charges this weekend, and we seized 60 guns over the weekend, adding to the 5,600 guns that we've also seized so far this year.
Johnson blames the violence on repeat offenders, saying once they're arrested, they get a slap on the wrist. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again here on Forbes Books at Bedtime, Tiffany Hollier, right?
Yes.
Just like Cartier.
Exactly.
Is with us. Very, very cool name. Oh So Social is the company. That is a kick butt name.
Thank
right?
Oh So Dot Social.
Oh,
oh
so,
okay.
Dot. Well, oh So Social. Oh So Social is also in Australia, I found out. So, no affiliation with me, but for social media purposes, I'd throw in the dot.
Dump it in. So tell us, give us the broad view. Tell us exactly what you do.
Okay. So I develop strategies for businesses and brands to leverage social media to grow their businesses. Broad spectrum.
That was a killer elevator speech.
It was.
By the
8 seconds. She nailed it.
Will that all fit in one tweet?
That's a good question. I think if I didn't use every vowel in each word, it probably could.
And would that be an acceptable way to communicate?
It would, yes. Okay. Twitter awesome. Has its own special language.
Exactly.
So, you know what's interesting? And Tiffany and I met yesterday. Kate, I don't remember, Kate, if you were here or not, but we met and I thought, I want to talk to Tiffany about Oh So Dots. So, technically, it's actually at Oh So Dot Social.
It's the company is Oh So Social.
And my Twitter handle is
at Oh So Dot Social. Okay. And the website, instead of being a .com, is Oh So Dot Social.
Yes, it's really great. And the reason I wanted to talk to you is because I know you can't tell this is true, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Kate and I are of a different generation.
Yes.
No, you were not supposed
guessed.
To agree with that.
No, I was just guessing.
You were not
guessing.
Supposed to say I could have guessed. You're supposed to say, no, you're at the prom.
Yeah.
But, I mean, your generation is different.
Yes.
And so when you decided to start this company, what did you see happening in the world that you thought, that's a business opportunity?
Ironically, I came up with this idea at the WPO conference in Phoenix.
Oh, how funny.
I am not a member. My mother is. and I was blessed to attend with her. And at that time, she was branding herself.
Okay.
And I was working on her social media just on the side. Made her sit in on one of the breakout groups regarding social media. And the poor speaker could not get through her presentation because all of the C-level women in the room couldn't even figure out how to get into Twitter or how to download the Facebook app.
And so we had to have social.
Oh, yes. So I looked at my mom and said, if I had a coaching and consulting business, I would have 400 leads right here in this room.
Yeah.
And from that.
So was that a year ago or more?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. And did you come back last year?
I did not. I missed last year.
Okay.
So this is my second one.
Wow.
And how many leads?
Yeah, this is
A few leads so far, actually. A lot within our internal chapter, a lot internationally, was reconnecting with some people I had met from the one in Phoenix.
Right.
Karen Tracy, who just won an amazing award today in the UK, spoke with her, have spoken with women in New Jersey, all over the United States. It's been great.
So what do you do then? And you said it, they had no clue about social media. Do you go in and teach that, give them the strategy, because you use the word strategy?
Yes.
And because if you show me social media, but if I don't use it correctly, then it doesn't do me any good. So you give them all of that, the basics on down, right?
Correct. So step one is strategy development. From there, it's just a matter of how the client wants to engage. Some people are very hands-on, some are very hands-off. I prefer to work with clients that are willing to have some level of participation because that's where you get your authentic content from. And then I work with them on coaching how to get that content, how to implement that strategy, what the best practices are. And then I usually take care of the more technical things like the analytics and the social advertising, things that you really need the long-term experience to achieve.
Now, did you have a background in social media? I know you said you were doing some work for your mother.
Correct.
Who has a business and is a member of WPO. And
correct,
we should explain, we're at the Women President's Organization annual conference in Orlando. This is where we've met Tiffany. Other than working for your mother, who owns a business and is a member of the WPO, did you have a background in social media as a job or as a business?
Yes and no. I started my career in television doing product placement at NBC in New York. My first year there is when the writer's strike happened. And what most people don't realize is how that affected our business. As we actually were joking at the start of the show and having syndication and having to pause for advertising to pay for what we're doing today, the exact same thing happened with digital content. Well, how that changed the business was no one's thought about how to advertise on digital before. So I remember being at NBC and someone from the top coming down and saying to our team, can one of you figure out how we can make some money on that web thing? And that's where
what year was that?
That was in 07.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Quickly after that, you start to see teams pop up dedicated to digital, dedicated to on-air, and then all of a sudden this social thing happened. When I was in college, Facebook was just for college students.
Right.
By the time I started my career, it was opened up, but people still really didn't get it. So again, they came back to us. Can you guys figure out what we're supposed to do with this social thing? So I say yes and no because my career wasn't specifically social media, but I was there for the start, the growth, and the evolution, and learning how that all comes into play to leverage our business.
Can you have a business and have no social media footprint and be successful?
Absolutely not.
I agree, by the way.
I actually think you can.
Oh, I do.
Really?
I think it's so
rare.
But I think there are some companies that, well, I mean, we just talked with a guy who's a security expert, and, you know, it would have been interesting to have asked, you know, but I think there's some businesses that exist solely by word of mouth, or they only have the clients they want, or they don't want to have growth, or they don't want to communicate. But I do agree with you. I think 99.999% of the time, if you're ignoring this, you're a dope.
Well, and certainly if you can have a business without it, but is it going to be the type of business, have the longevity, have the growth that you want it to have?
What do you think, and you know this, because there's so much different ways to leverage social media. Mm-hmm. If somebody is just starting, and it's like some of the C-level people you've worked with, what is the, and I know every business is different, but what do you think is what are the top three things they definitely need? Like, is it Facebook?
Yes.
Is it LinkedIn? Is it, what is it?
Stop using Twitter. Unless you entered Twitter 10 years ago, you are not going to successfully enter the Twitter world today.
Yep, I
really
agree.
You mean it's not possible? What how do you qualify successful? What is it? Number of followers? Number of tweets?
Engagement.
Okay.
Engagement, really, followers, quality followers, which usually
you
can tell.
You mean those followers I bought are not quality followers?
Oh, no, please. I never want to hear that come out of anyone's mouth. Oh. And people don't understand there's a difference between using paid social to increase your followers versus buying likes. Very different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one's qualified, the others are halfway around the world, and you don't know who they are.
So kill Twitter.
Kill Twitter.
Okay, so what do I do instead?
100% be on Facebook.
Really?
Facebook's not
for
going.
All businesses.
Every, yes,
for all
businesses.
Really?
I guarantee you, Mark, you heard it here first.
Okay.
Facebook is going to put Yelp out of business.
So I want to link up that, what she just said, so we can make this very, oh, I was going to say tweetable, but shareable.
You, if, hey, if you're still using Twitter and you already
like
have
Cartier,
that growth, yes.
Company, I just want to get this whole thing pluggable and shareable. The company is oso.social on Twitter, even though you're saying, don't bother, you have a Twitter handle, because you started 10 years
as
ago.
As a safety net,
yes.
I will tell you that at these conferences,
social.
My Twitter feeds spike because where we are today, they're not using Instagram, they're not using Facebook here, so I'm forced to use Twitter.
Forced.
To engage.
So
even though I typically don't do it.
Right. So Facebook, what else besides Facebook?
Instagram.
I was just going to say, my Instagram, there was somebody that wanted me to write a column for them. And my Instagram, I've been trying to explode
that?
It. You're so funny. Because of the pictures and the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so,
and Facebook owns Instagram, FYI.
So, but I would imagine that in the B2B space, LinkedIn can also be very, very
LinkedIn
powerful.
Can be very successful, and they've had some changes in leadership where they're really trying to evolve their features and platforms. Mm-hmm. So while their monthly user base is still pretty low, it'll be interesting to see how they grow over the next few months and year as they roll out some of their new products.
Okay, I have a question. What's the biggest social media mistake you have made, either for yourself or a client, and you can hide the client's name?
Ooh,
but we'll still ask them.
That is a really good question. Other than just stupid grammatical misspellings, that's never fun, although I see major publishers make the same mistake. I think probably not linking back to the original author.
Mm.
A lot of people repurpose content,
right,
which is okay if you either get the permission or give the proper credit.
It's wonderful.
Exactly.
Right.
But not giving the proper credit can certainly get you sometimes more than a slap on the hand. Thankfully, people are pretty forgiving, but it can get you definitely in some deep waters.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask the opposite question. What was your massive home run?
Oh, my massive home run. So right now I have a client who has a pool inflatable product. And they started their Facebook from nothing. They weren't sure that they believed in it. They gave me a small budget of $250 a month for the paid social. That has now tripled, and they had the highest sales on Amazon that they have since the start of their products in the last week.
Wow. So they're happy.
Fantastic.
They're very happy.
Yeah. You might be around with them for a while.
Hoping.
So if someone wants to talk to you about their company's needs in social, I mean, I have to tell you, I'm sitting here watching you talk about this stuff, and I'm going, she's smart.
No kidding. Duh.
So someone can reach out to you, well, not on Twitter. Well, yes, on Twitter. Oso.social.
Correct.
It's tough.
Correct.
They can go to your website at oso.social.
Correct.
And is there like a kind of perfect company or company size or industry?
No, I'm open to everybody needs it. It's just a matter of what your goals are and how we scale that for your business specifically.
Yeah.
Perfect. Tiffany Hollier, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Founder and CEO of BitMinutes. We're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's interesting because I've just been asked to do something with cryptocurrencies, and there's so much conversation out there about it. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Certainly my pleasure, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity.
So let's talk about cryptocurrency and where it well, first of all, let's reverse this. For people that are hearing this and they sort of know what cryptocurrencies are and they sort of understand Bitcoin, let's just not assume everybody is steeped in the knowledge of it. Explain what cryptocurrency is.
Yes, certainly. Cryptocurrency is basically nothing but a file format that two parties agree that I'm going to send something of that I call a value, this file called a Bitcoin, and I'm going to pay you $8,000 for it, and you're going to send me this Bitcoin. So it really is nothing but a fancy encrypted Word doc. It's just a file of zeros and ones. There's nothing inherent. There's no inherent value to a Bitcoin in general. But what has happened is the blockchain mechanism behind it has created an ability to send this encrypted file from person to person where there's a guarantee that those zeros and ones that I'm saying is worth $8,000 is actually worth $8,000 because it hasn't been corrupted along the way of getting from me to you. So it's the blockchain technology underlying Bitcoin is really what the innovation is, and that is what has spawned these thousands and thousands of new cryptocurrencies using that same underlying blockchain technology to send files of something that is not corrupted and where two people say, hey, I want to send this file to you and you are going to pay me something for it. So it's really the first widely accepted use of this underlying technology that's creating a whole new world of opportunity for people to create tokens of value that can address specific industries and vertical markets.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so fascinating. And then the question becomes, for some people, is it too involved, or can just the average guy on the street or woman on the street get involved in cryptocurrencies?
Well, the average person can get involved, but it's not, it is not for the faint-hearted. For instance, Bitcoin might be selling for $8,000, but it's down from a high of close to $20,000 just less than a year ago. It's very volatile. There's no underlying asset backing it. There's no government backing it. So it's a very speculative thing to buy. I hesitate to even call it an investment vehicle. But what it has proven, though, is the ability to send value from point A to point B without all the banks being involved. And this is one of the reasons why the banks are worried about what these cryptos are going to be doing to their industry in the future. And again, Bitcoin is accessible. Anybody can pretty much open up an account to purchase Bitcoin or our token, Bitminutes, or any number of other 1,000-plus currencies out there. But I wouldn't suggest them as an investment vehicle unless they see the specific need that a crypto might address. And that's what we've attempted to do with Bitminutes, is to try to fill a need out there using the underlying technology. So it really depends on the use case of the crypto itself, and people should try to do their homework before they, quote-unquote, invest. I mean, these are not investment vehicles per se.
I like how you said that, Tom. Tom Meredith is speaking with us. He's the co-founder and CEO of Bitminutes. Explain Bitminutes to us.
Bitminutes is using the same underlying technology of Bitcoin, but we are backing it with an asset that 4 billion people use every day. Around the planet, pretty much everybody has a phone nowadays. So just about everyone over the age of 60 has a phone. So, but in most countries, you don't sign a year contract and get a free iPhone. You have to prepay for your phone time. You have to buy it in advance, and it's stored in your phone. And as you use it and it runs out, your phone stops working. You go out 5 more minutes. Very, very simple process, but 4 billion people today use prepaid minutes to fund their talk time and their data downloads on their phone. So what we've done is we've created a global standard around those 4 billion people's individual uses of their prepaid phone time and have made it convertible into cash. So Bitminutes can be used today by 4 billion people to pay for their phone time, but with the cash conversion aspect of it, it can also be used as a money transfer device. So we can literally send money or minutes to 4 billion people today for free. So think of it like a free Western Union. And then the other aspect of it is we're looking to, we're just about to launch a lending program that will allow people to use that stored value, those prepaid minutes, in their phone. On the average, those 4 billion people globally have roughly $10 of prepaid time locked up in their phone with these proprietary prepaid token. What we're doing is we're creating a global standard based upon bank standards using the ISO standards that are issued out of Switzerland to be able to convert or to use our BitMinutes token as either phone time or cash. And then that's because of that, the money is stored in the phone, we could lend against it. So not only are we going to offer we are offering a free global Western Union to 4 billion people, but these same 4 billion people can now qualify for a $5, $10 loan, even if they're unbanked. And that's really the need that we're addressing. We're trying to bank the unbanked and to put a local street banker on every street corner using these global standards.
Wow, that's fascinating. And for you, Tom, I mean, you're a guy who's an entrepreneur, definitely. You're a serial entrepreneur. That's a great way to describe you from what I understand. And you've been working on all kinds of solutions online and online security and peer-to-peer lending and a lot of other ventures. So what was it that drew you to the whole cryptocurrency thing?
Well, that's a good question, Kate. I've been doing this now for over a decade. In fact, I actually wrote a patent that I just couldn't get through the patent office, but that described Bitcoin and smart contracts to a T. So if I had been able to get through the patent office, I'd be sitting in some nice villa in a Caribbean island somewhere and just collecting pennies from every one of these Bitcoin transactions. But I've just been fascinated by electronic cash for the longest time. And I've pretty much dedicated the last 10 years of my life to trying to figure out what's the best use case. You can do it. Bitcoin, the use case for Bitcoin is anonymous payments. It has facilitated a lot of things that I would not want to be associated with personally. And this is where we came up with the idea of BitMinutes, because I've actually been to countries where I see somebody say, hey, I want to continue this phone conversation with my mom, but I just ran out of minutes. Would you send me a few minutes? Here's a few dollars. I've seen this transaction years ago, and that's when it hit me. Oh, prepaid minutes can become, or already are, a virtual currency in many of these countries. Why not create a global standard and make that the free Western Union and the ability to borrow against the $10 that are trapped 4 billion people's phones. So that's kind of was the inspiration 4 years ago, and that's when we started building BitMinutes.
Wow, so fascinating. I want to tell everybody they can check it out at bitminutes.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I understand you're a fellow dog lover, so we love our dog.
Yes, mine's Mahalo. He's a golden retriever. What's yours?
I've got two shepherds and a rescue dog. So they're all fine. We love them dearly.
Yep, I totally understand. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we turn the corner here on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.